these services have been developed over a number of years. They're really specialist services, really understanding the complexities of abuse, what causes it, the impact it has on victims, and they're really special in that sense. Although there's a growing awareness of domestic abuse, it's people that work day in and day out with victims that really understand the complexities and can help them to and support them to keep them safe in relationships, and also to support them if they're leaving or attempting to leave those relationships. Especially when it comes to high risk victims, the specialist services are there to be able to keep them safe, especially if they're in a relationship still. Even if there's still ongoing abuse, there's a lot of things that specialists can do to keep them safe, to safeguard, to create safety plans, to break down the isolation that victims and survivors are experiencing, that can really limit the overall impact of the abuse on the victims, and obviously to help them to move forward and to rebuild their lives. So that's the massive thing, really, because although domestic abuse is growing in terms of awareness, it's still very hidden, and often people struggle to come forward and to ask for help because it's often not recognised, and even where it is recognised, people don't always necessarily know how the best way to tackle it. So to have a specialist there who can understand, who believes and understands what's happening and can advise on the best way forward, that has a massive impact on the victims. You're looking at support for people that are in relationships, and as well as there's obviously refuge provision and group work and support for women and children. And what's being cut in Portsmouth is the specialist services that work with victims, particularly in the community. That's taking the biggest hit, and the state the victims are coming into, domestic abuse has a massive impact on all areas of someone's well-being and family life, and so most people are very isolated from friends and family, often experiencing financial abuse as well. So they've got limited resources, so limited social resources, limited funding resources, massive emotional impact of abuse, post-traumatic stress, and there's also lots of physical health difficulties as well. So domestic abuse is also one of the leading causes of homelessness. So people are really coming to these services in a position where all areas of their lives have been affected, and they require a lot of support to get through all those different areas.